Pleased to be joined on the live right now by the president of the Northeast Hockey League, Michael Verkerty. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No worries.
All righty. Well, first thing we want to do is we just got done the finals series not that long ago, the Falaire Pirates beating the Manic Comets in 6 games of the championship, first title in, I believe, about 13 years or so for the Falaire Pirates. Overall, how did you feel that the season as a whole went for the league?
You know, the season just picked up from last year. Overall, you know, it gained momentum as the playoffs come around. Excuse me. And, you know, the top two teams, 1 and 2 throughout the year, ended up meeting in the final. So you couldn't ask for a better final. You know, just Manning had one bad 5 minutes there. And, you know, the momentum changes. And, you know, that's hockey. And, you know, overall, I think the league's in a good spot. You know, it's continuing to be out there. And, you know, it's all, you know, the teams, the fans, you know, that's what makes the league. So we're happy to have a, you know, growing fan base, younger fan base. The league's getting younger faster. So we just got to make sure we stay ahead of the eight ball here and just keep things expanding and rolling, you know, if we can, right? So very good year overall.
And definitely on that expansion, you know, we saw this past season High Prairie returning after a lengthy absence. Also Fox Creek joining for the first time. There's been a lot of discussions recently around expansion. I know Nampa, Peace River, and Grimshaw have had various discussions recently about applying for expansion teams. I guess, what do you think about some of the, I guess, interest that's sort of out there in trying to get more teams in the league?
Oh, it's good to see. And I think at the end of the day, you know, we got to make sure we're making the right decision on, you know, ref availability. And this year we really stretched the league on bringing two teams. And, you know, there's a lot of work that was done in the background, working with the teams and the refs to reschedule games in the background. So you got to be aware of that. I mean, Grimshaw to come back, Peace River to come back, and then the new Napa team. I mean, you know, that's within, you know, 20 miles, 25 miles, right, of picking players and stuff. So Peace River did reach out and ask for information last week. And so they're my take on that is that the town is a, they got to have ice availability to come to the meeting and an ice contract. So I think that's going to be their biggest hurdle. Grimshaw, there was a soft reach out a little bit while ago, maybe 4 months ago, but I haven't heard back from them. But there's conversations starting to happen now that they're going to be reaching out here. So, you know, we're open for expansion and, you know, just got to make sense for the league to grow, you know, in time and make sure we don't grow too fast, too quick and, you know, put a lot of stuff on the other teams. So we just want to make sure we're looking at all the boxes and making sure everything's checked off.
And when it comes to sort of that timeline there, I mean, what is sort of the league looking at here? I know there's obviously going to be some different meetings, I'm sure, happening over the next few months or so, kind of coming off this season, preparing for next year. What kind of is sort of the timeline that sort of looking like for potentially getting maybe one or two teams in for next year?
Well, basically, they're going to come to the AGM, which will be in sometime in April or early May. And then basically they come there with all their documents, team lists, fees, ice user agreement, you know, letter from the town. So, you know, a lot of boxes got to be checked off, and they go up against the rest of the team directors, and then they state their case where they need to come in. And if everything works out, the teams vote. And if that's they want in, then that's the teams decide that.
And I know back at the start of the season, you had mentioned about trying to get the league more involved with provincial championship tournaments, although we did see recently that this year's provincials that were supposed to be in Lethbridge had to be canceled because of a lack of interest around that. Is this still something that the league would like to get more involved with going forward, having more teams take part in provincial championships?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in years prior, it was more of a, I think, an ask if you wanted to go, but I think Hockey Alberta wants to get more of a structure and more commitment from the leagues that, hey, the teams are in. Basically, at the start of the year, if you come in as a team, you're expected to attend provincials. So there's some stuff we're working on in the background to, you know, make that happen, where, you know, we got to get the provincials back up and running. And I think that's the first step, is having our own league have that structure where all the teams know when they come in the league, you know, you should be attending provincials if you win the league. So that's kind of from a league side of it.
Definitely a lot of interesting things going on at the North Peace Hockey League. League President Michael Mercredy, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.